A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
From the center of the galaxy, this is the Force Center podcast feed. Now it's time for a Spotlight Star Wars with your host, Ken Knapsack.
Here we go. Spotlight Star Wars 106 is here. Engage, number two. That's entirely the wrong franchise. All right. You guys have been enjoying and being very nice about the new format for Spotlight Star Wars over the last couple episodes. Includes generally an interview, sometimes longer form, sometimes shorter form. And we just in general want to be doing more of that here at Force Center. Some things in the works to just sit down with people, me, Joseph, and Jennifer, or a combination of the two or three of us there, and interviewing guests, not necessarily talking about Star Wars news, just talking about Star Wars and what it means. And you'll always get a little bit of that here on Spotlight Star Wars with a new format, your listener memories in memoriam. You guys have taken to that new format, and I thank you. But I'll say now, this episode, 106, a little shorter, a little more to the point, a little more just the old style of me and you, a microphone, a monologue, from me to you, Star Wars fans indeed, because I want to first just address something here. Though I am one man, one voice right now, Force Center is comprised of me, Joseph Scrimshaw, Jennifer Landa, all for one, one for all. We run this together, and this has been an interesting week, a little bit of a trying week. There's a lot more worse problems in the world to have, but Joseph, Jennifer, and I are all freelancers. We'll probably address this on the main show this week, Force Center, but we're all freelancers. We all, you know, we're take a lot of pride in our projects and what we put out to you guys and what we put out as a team and our individual shows as well. And this week was a trying time in Force Center Town because of issues with our hosting site, Podomatic, which is generally, I will say, it's been a great experience working with them. I've actually been on Podomatic since, 2013. With the Knapsack Files, and gladly take Force Center there, or took Force Center there, I should say. And I've taken the afternoons with Josh and Ken there, recommended it to a lot of people. So I generally, you know, very speak very highly of this podcast hosting site. They just had a lot of problems this week. Some stuff happened, a lot of it related to Apple Podcasts. Oh, Apple. Zuckerberg and Apple's, what we all say. There was an issue with the RSS feed. Apple kind of required some changes, some updates. Podomatic did what they were told, and that led to just chaos this week with the Force Center podcast feed, and in fact, every show on Podomatic. We're talking every podcast they have. That is in the number of thousands of podcasts out there. So even some of my friends, John Roke over there, the Cinephiles, had some issues too as well. So what ended up having some of the results, as best we know, they're still putting it together, is you guys ended up getting several episodes of Force Center. In fact, some cases, all like 410 of our catalog of episodes downloaded automatically to your phone. If you have that setting, say on iTunes, Apple Podcasts, and they were just downloading in mass several times for several days in a row. And that was very unfortunate and a problem and an annoyance for you guys, the listeners and subscribers of Force Center, which we understand. It got very stressful for us. So if I answered some stuff on Twitter in a snappy fashion, well, yeah, this was a stressful week as it related to that, because this is our lifeblood. This is how we communicate and celebrate Star Wars with you guys, is our Force Center podcast feed, our subscribers, and Apple Podcasts is not the only place you get it. You get it through a lot of other podcast catchers, podcast apps, all that kind of good fancy stuff there. Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, TuneIn, Google Play. And the podcast was affected. In fact, at the time of this recording right now, we are behind a few episodes on Stitcher, Spotify, I think our iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. We're showing the episodes last I checked, but having trouble streaming them. Even Apple Podcasts, as it slowly comes back to life, not all of our episodes are on there. And I'm having personally some problems skipping around the episodes. It just shuts it off. All those type of things. But I think things are returning to normal. So I just wanted to pull back the curtain and say we as a brand apologize that this happened. This had happened once before. And that one, quite frankly, was another Apple Podcast / iTunes kerfuffle with not Captain, not Chief Tarful or Captain Tarples, a kerfuffle. With Apple Podcasts and iTunes, because they were not listing all of our episodes specifically to Force Center, and not listing all of our episodes. I like just the entire catalog, as you would like from Office Space. I celebrate the entire catalog of Force Center. I want it all listed there. Joseph wants it all listed there. Jennifer, she wants it all listed there. So that if you find us on Apple Podcasts, you can see all of our episodes and go back and choose, especially with like Databank Brawl. We want people to catch up to that stuff. It wasn't happening, so we changed that. And in doing that, Apple Podcasts had decided, well, oh, you press that button, we'll give them all the episodes again. So that had happened once before. So I think in retrospect, it's fair to question whether or not we were behind the mistakes this week, but we were not. Stressful times indeed. Podomatic was on it right away, but not a lot of answers coming back. I just don't think they had them initially, and they're still, again, at the time of this recording, working on it. So I just wanted to say up top, we appreciate your patience. A lot of you stood by us, even after you were getting all 410 episodes downloaded time and time again all through the week. I mean, it was amazing. You know, we get daily stats, which is one of the reasons, quite frankly, I'm with Podomatic in terms of the Knapsack files and why we like it here at Force Center. You get these numbers daily, where a lot of other times it's harder to get download numbers from other podcast hosting sites. And I've run into that in other sides of this business where you're like, hey, what are the numbers for this Star Wars show I host? And no one can really give you those numbers. Podomatic has a pretty good, accurate, and fast way to track your stats. We were getting some amazing numbers. That's when I knew something was wrong. We always want more numbers. We like numbers here at Force Center. Numbers are important. Ratings and reviews on iTunes are important. And I logged in that morning. I hadn't seen some of your tweets. Some of you were very kind out there to let us know. We see all those mentions eventually during the courses of the days. I saw an impressive amount of downloads in one day. It was like, oh, wow, something's wrong. And then the repairs began. R2-D2 went to repair the Falcon's hyperdrive. I think, again, I hope it's back to normal. But we appreciate you guys standing by, especially during this time. It has been a really interesting time to be a Star Wars fan and be a fan of anything. And it's the conversation. I was just at a taping today for the Movie Trivia Schmodown at the time of this recording that you're listening to. And I had some good conversations with like Drew McGuinney and some people just like it's a struggle. It is what's going on right now. This weird, almost depressing kind of yin and yang of Star Wars fandom. And we're all trying to work through it. And what I love, and I'll say this, what I love is we are Force Center. We're already kind of feeling it before Solo. Obviously, The Last Jedi and some of that Rancor monster was causing a problem. But going into Solo, we almost were, you know, all bracing for impact and dealing with our own struggles. And I don't like talking for Joseph or Jennifer, but hey, it's Spotlight Star Wars and I'm loading my room. But yeah, we were all in our own way, like, I just want to enjoy this again. Not that there aren't important issues and things to be discussed always in Star Wars or coming in and out of Star Wars movies, but there is this, like, what happened to the joy here? And we always try to remain positive, as you guys know, in general, and little complaints pop up and, you know, don't get me started on space whales and Boba Fett, all that stuff, wink, wink. But I think we, Joseph and Jennifer and I, have been just, you know, inspired by you guys really accepting not just what we do, but what other podcasters do that are positive, you know, that are the celebratory factor, which is not devoid of criticism. You know, this shill word that gets tossed around so easily just because people love to use that word now on the internet. It's really frustrating and doesn't take it all in.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Jennifer's last few episodes of Happy Beeps have been... all of the episodes have been, but the last few have been particularly poignant and valuable to the conversation. And Joseph's doing his work with Star Wars Counseling, something that has helped me personally several times. Before we even did this whole Force Center thing, Joseph's Star Wars Counseling helped me come to terms with the fact that sometimes when people aren't watching, I put on Revenge of the Sith. Could I be a prequelist too? And then the death of Han Solo in Force Awakens was something I did not enjoy the first time around. The first couple times I saw it, it was like, it didn't work for me. I didn't have the emotional reaction. I think it just kind of was a part of the plan. And Joseph brought some insight to me to the forefront that I took to and I liked. And that doesn't always mean that you're going to suddenly agree and have your mind turned around on things. The point of Star Wars counseling is to, you know, help you see things from a certain point of view and kind of find a way to think deeper about moments and parts and questions about Star Wars and just kind of have fun discussing them and learning them and still maybe just feeling a little better about it. Because I think as Star Wars fans, we love tearing into it, and we should. It's part of the fun. Got tweeted the other night from a blue checkmark newscaster. I forget his name. I'll have to look it up here. And he had a question. He tweeted me and some other people, like, why does Chewie not have his classic bandolier in this movie? He does in Sith during the Order 66 and all that stuff. And obviously has again in New Hope. And hey, the answer is in the visual guide. Pablo gave a great answer. You know, he was captive. That was lost. And he had to get a new weapon for Solo. And eventually he goes back to what he once had. In the exchange, the gentleman that wrote me was like, yeah, thank you for the answer. But also, why as Star Wars fans do we feel the need to go into this and tear this stuff apart? And I answered him back, and I believe it here. It is part of the fun. Part of the fun to question things. And poke fun at things. You learn that early on. Star Wars is great, except for it's really silly. So let's poke fun at it as well. I used to play on the playground, in those margins, I call them, where things don't quite line up all the time. George Lucas, quite clearly, not a fan of his own canon at times. And that's kind of funny. And I love the headcanon things, to me, are fun and not weird, far-stretching justifications. I had someone say that to me recently off air. Don't you think you just add too much into these moments? You're searching too deep to try to make something work in your mind. And I'm like, well, no, not really, because some of the stuff is very much there. I really pat myself on the back. It's a problem in life. I try to think more highly and more positive about myself. But coming out of The Last Jedi, I thought, I think I picked up on some stuff. And then I hear Rian Johnson in Q&As and interviews after saying, oh, yeah, basically confirming what I thought. And I was like, yeah, I'm proud of myself. I looked in and saw what the writer was intending here. Whether or not you agree with the writer on that, that's a different conversation. But I don't find, the Star Wars counselings and all those kind of things we do here aren't justifications. They're digging deeper. It's one of the reasons I love Solo. Solo is deeper than people want to give it credit for. It, in a lot of ways, does slide around on the surface of things. I do agree with that. As a movie, some of the plot points, I absolutely understand and value the critical, the criticisms and the critiques of this idea that, Solo's on the surface. So get it. But there's some things that are deep, and that's what I love here. And you guys have been so supportive of that and continue to be supportive of that. And I know Joseph and Jennifer and I approve it as this hashtag force out hate emerges as response to a lot of the things going on lately. It is such a nice, warm feeling to see it and to be included in some of your tweets. It's not something that we go out of our way intentionally to do. We do try to really think about how we talk about things. We discuss that before we go on air. Is there something we didn't like in a book? How can we talk about that in a more positive way? It's controlling the narrative and how you want to spew things out or put it out there in a more polite, respectful manner that starts conversations and not spreads hate. And that's one of the things we've been really working on. But other than that, it's not super intentional on our part. It's just who we are as fans. So to see the counter to all this stuff going on in the Star Wars fandom with other Star Wars websites and podcasts and all those kind of things. The Force Out Hate thing has been really nice to watch. I do warn the other way. Don't let's not completely wash out criticisms or critical thought about these movies. No, we want those there as well. And as George said himself, going into Phantom Menace, it's possible to mess up these things. You can do them wrong. American Graffiti made 2 cents. American Graffiti 2 made 2 cents. you can do it wrong. And in many ways, the prequels have a lot of mistakes. We can celebrate them more now. They hurt more then. I can tell you that. That's an honest thing. So I just love what's going on. Let's continue it. Let's continue talking about those positive things, but also not be afraid to dig in and find out what it means and question some things that might not work for us. I think that's also important as well. But you guys, man, you guys are giving me... giving me the feels those last couple weeks, just including us in a lot of your tweets about the positive nature of Star Wars. And yeah, seek out positive creators, content creators, and pundits and commentators on this stuff there. Seek it out. Let the world know. Spread the word. And be careful how you talk about these things. Be thoughtful in how you talk about these things, because we're in an era where Star Wars representation matters. Your personal opinions do matter, and we don't want to take those away from anyone during our moments of critiquing the films. But I still think you can. But also, I think it's important to keep all that in mind. You guys know what I'm saying, right? I think you guys know what I'm saying. Looking forward to a fun summer of Star Wars. Marvel Comics doing such a great job. Great characters getting the spotlight. New projects on the way. This might be a dark time for fandoms in a lot of ways as we kind of find the new normal of how to deal with celebrating and critiquing things and reviewing things in this social media age. The last year, it has definitely changed. It's definitely changed, gotten darker, got a little harder to figure it out, but we're going to navigate how to do it, and we can only do that with you guys out there. And with Marvel Comics doing so good, the novels doing so good, just introducing these wonderful ideas, we're going to do the big Most Wanted review on Tuesday, and I've got a little homework to do. I got to finish the last couple chapters of the book today. But Rae Carson's done a great job. A little sneak preview of my thoughts on it there. She has brought some new layers and levels to the characters of Kira and Han. And I can't wait to dive into it. And I hope you guys have had a chance to pick up the book. If you haven't, go ahead and either rush job it and read it in one day and join our review on Tuesday, or catch it later in the week after you've had a chance to read the book. But all that stuff is great. All that stuff is great as a Star Wars fan. It's still good. As I was telling Drew McWeeny today over at the Collider offices, it is still good to have new Star Wars comics in my hands on a weekly, monthly basis. Star Wars books every few months in your hands. Just looking through the visual dictionaries and just looking at all these cool things. Man, I wish as a child I had more of that at my disposal. There was stuff available, obviously, but the way it's approached now and the way it's detailed and cataloged, you know, the card games, everything, the West End games kind of changed the game of how we talk and document Star Wars characters and vehicles and all that kind of stuff. I wish it was like that in 83. I would have been lost forever in those books in the library as a kid. But I love looking at them now. I have the Art of Solo book in my possession now, The Art of Last Jedi, The Art of Force Awakens. I do need The Art of Rogue One book. Oh, I forgot to get that one. And just looking through them and seeing the stories of when Solo, the production started, and how the Kasdans, particularly, you know, Larry, had the story and the script kind of in motion before the sale of Lucasfilm to Disney, and kind of proving the George Lucas saying, like, this is a story I wanted to tell early on. And he and Lawrence had conversations about that there. It's all fascinating stuff. It's all interesting to read. It just makes me just have a great, warm, fun feeling roaming around my heart about Star Wars. So that's it for me this week. I don't really want to go anymore. You guys have had, if you've stuck with us this week, you've had a lot of Four Center episodes showing up on your phones, showing up on your podcast feeds and catchers and apps. And I'm sure at some point you were like, gosh, darn it, it's still happening. But you stuck with us, and I just want to say thank you. We will address this, I'm sure, a little bit more on the Force Center main show. And when I address it, I just mean saying thank you again. But I wanted you guys to hear it directly from me. That's where my mind is at. It's been a long week. Been a long week. A lot of things. We all have had long weeks. The world's had, once again, a long week. But here at the Force Center family, a lot of my times in the mornings, which is used to do a lot of my creating and recording, was focused on trying to figure out some of the issues with Podomatic. So, quite frankly, I just ran out of steam and maybe ran out of time to prepare some of the things that I would normally put into a Spotlight Star Wars. So it's going old school. We're going old school, back in the early days, just me and you talking about Star Wars. And today, me thanking you all out there for loving Star Wars and supporting us here on Force Center. I'll see you next time. Bye.
Thanks for listening to Spotlight Star Wars on Force Center. Follow us on Twitter at Force Center Pod and follow Ken online, including Twitch, at Ken Knapsack. Consider supporting Force Center on Patreon at patreon.com/ForceCenter. Go to forcecenterpod.podomatic.net for more information and use the hashtag Spotlight Star Wars to join the conversation. Until next time, this has been Spotlight Star Wars on Force Center.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.